The Deficit Reduction Act goes into effect July 1st. It will require anyone applying for Medicaid benefits to produce a passport or birth certificate. Supporters of the new law say it will cut 35,000 illegal immigrants off Medicaid rolls and save more than $200 million over the next 5 years. But a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services, Stephanie Marquis, says the state's eligibility requirements already include verifying citizenship.
If they're not eligible for benefits already, they're not getting them.
Marquis says the new law could end up boosting health care costs, especially for low-income senior citizens.
It could create a barrier for people that are eligible to get benefits, people that are legal citizens but don't have access to their original birth certificate. They may not get on Medicaid or Badger Care, which means they're not getting the preventative care that they need. So then they could end up in an emergency room when they're very sick.
Emergency room care is much more expensive than regular health maintenance visits to a doctor. The new identification rules come at a time when Wisconsin is trying to streamline the state's Badger Care program by combining it with Medicaid to serve people who can't afford health insurance. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.